afternoon, I've called this press conference to announce my new cabinet lineup. I thank Singaporeans once again for giving me and my team a clear mandate to form the next government. With your strong support, I have done my utmost to assemble the strongest team I could for Singapore, a team comprising steady and experienced hands, as well as new and younger ministers. I will appoint four key cabinet ministers to assist me in my work, DPM Gan Kim Yong and three new coordinating ministers, K. Shanmugam, Chan Chun Seng, and Ong Ye Kung. They will oversee four critical areas, the economy, national security, public services, and social policies. Gan Kim Yong remains as Deputy Prime Minister. He will continue to coordinate our efforts on the economy, including his role as the chairman of the Singapore Economic Resilience Task Force. He continues with his other responsibilities, including as chairman of the MAS and the minister overseeing the strategy group in the Prime Minister's office. He will take on additional responsibilities, including overseeing our work on climate change and population. Shanmugam will take over Teo Chee Hian as the coordinating minister for national security. This is a critical role with far-reaching responsibilities because security threats are constantly evolving and safeguarding our safety and survival is essential. With his extensive experience in government, stretching from MFA to MHA, he is well placed to take on this new role. Chan Chun Seng will be appointed as Coordinating Minister for Public Services. This is about bringing together public services in a more accessible and integrated manner. We have improved on this front over the years, but there's still more to be done. For example, in coordinating a wide range of different amenities and facilities in our new housing estates. So Chan Chun Seng will coordinate and oversee these efforts. Ong Ye Kung will be appointed as Coordinating Minister for Social Policies. Reviewing and updating our social policies are a big part of Forward Singapore. We will press on with this effort to strengthen our social safety nets, but we also have to design our policies well and manage the trade-offs carefully. So Ye Kung will oversee these efforts. Next, let me go through the ministerial appointments across these four priority areas. First, the ministries that lead our economic agenda. We are operating in a changed world with rising trade barriers, sharper competition, and greater uncertainty. And we need experienced hands at the helm. So I'm keeping most of the ministers in their current roles during this critical period. I will continue to helm the Ministry of Finance. Indrani continues to assist me in MOF as 2M, Second Minister, and she will continue as Second Minister at MND and also the Minister in the PMO overseeing the population portfolio. She will also continue as Leader of the House. Gan Kim Yong remains at MTI. He will continue to be supported by Grace Fu, who will remain as the Minister in charge of Trade Relations. Tan Sie Leng will be appointed Minister in charge of Energy and Science and Technology at MTI. These are key areas for our economy. Science and technology is a key driver of growth, and energy, especially clean energy, will be an important part of this government's agenda. We will consider how we can better organize ourselves to accelerate our transition to clean energy. So Sie Leng will focus on these areas at MTI. He will also continue at MOM. He was sent there after the last election and he has made a difference. So he will continue with the work to translate growth opportunities into good jobs for Singaporeans. Josephine Teo will continue at MDDI. She is overseeing important work there, including our AI strategies. And she will also be the minister in charge of our Smart Nation initiative. The government works closely with the tripartite partners in developing our economic strategies. And the PAP-NTUC symbiotic partnership anchors this tripartite partnership. The NTUC Secretary General has traditionally held a position in the cabinet. I value this link, and I know that NTUC does too. Ng Chee Meng has requested not to be offered a position in government so that he can focus on his work in NTUC and Jalan Kayu. I respect his wishes. But to be clear, this is a temporary arrangement. To having the Labour chief being part of the cabinet before too long. Meanwhile, my government will continue to work closely with the Labour movement and will ensure that the views of NTUC and union leaders and the interests of Singapore workers are fully taken into account in our deliberations and decisions. In an increasingly complex and uncertain world, we also need a strong and experienced team across the ministries overseeing security issues, protecting our interests at home and abroad. So Vivian Balakrishnan will continue at MFA. He has represented Singapore ably and has forged close working relationships with counterparts worldwide. His counsel and extensive networks will be invaluable as I intensify my international engagements in this new term. Chan Chun Seng will take over from Ng Eng Hen as Defence Minister. He was Chief of Army and had served as 2M in MINDEF. He has deep operational experience and strategic insights, and I'm confident he will lead the ministry well and further strengthen Singapore's defence posture. Shanmugam will continue to helm MHA. It is a key ministry which oversees a broad spectrum of security operations. I've appointed Edwin as 2M, second minister at MHA. This will allow Edwin to gain experience and broaden his expertise and prepare him to assume greater responsibilities in due course. At MinLaw, Edwin has been 2M for some time before the GE. He has established himself well in the portfolio and will take over at MinLaw from Shanmugam. Edwin will also continue as Deputy Chairman at BA. Next, the ministries covering the key social areas. Ong Ye Kung will continue at MOH. He started many new national programs at the last term, programs like Healthier SG, HWell SG, which have major transformational impact on our society. He asked me to continue, to allow him to continue at MOH, and I've agreed so that he can see through these initiatives. Now, Desmond Lee will take over from Chun Seng at MOE. Desmond brings a quiet but effective style of leadership. He listens actively and persistently, and he engages widely with stakeholders and takes decisive actions when needed. He will build on the good work done by predecessors to bring out the best in every child and to advance our culture of lifelong learning. David Neo will succeed Edwin Tong at MCCY, taking over as acting minister. David has had experience previously helming the Silver Generation office, so he knows what it takes to build strong community bonds. I look forward to his contributions at MCCY, championing the arts and sports, engaging our youths, as well as our diverse community groups. Masagos will remain at MSF and will continue to be supported by Desmond Lee as the Minister in charge of social service integration. Masagos will relinquish his appointment as Minister in charge of Muslim affairs. I discussed with him and we agreed that it is time for a new generation of leaders to take over this portfolio. So I'm promoting Faisal Ibrahim to SMS and appointing him as acting minister in charge of Muslim affairs. Zaki Muhammad, who is currently the deputy chairman of Mendaki, will take over from Masagos as chairman of Mendaki. So Faisal and Zaki, together with other Malay Muslim office holders and MPs, will continue to engage the Malay Muslim community closely, building on the strong foundations we have today and working with the community to realize our shared goals. I will work closely with them too. Engaging the Malay Muslim community was a priority for me in the last term, and it will continue to be a priority in this new term of government. Finally, we have the ministries focusing on public infrastructure and services. Grace Fu will continue to helm MSE. Sustainability is becoming a more important part of our national agenda. It's not just about water security, it's also food security, as well as reducing our carbon footprint and adapting to global warming. There are many important projects which Grace has started and will continue to oversee at MSE. Chee Hong Tat will relinquish his portfolio at MOT and will take over from Desmond Lee at MND. This is a new area for him. It's an important portfolio that impacts all our lives, but he has done well at MOT, and I'm sure he will do a good job at MND too. Jeffrey Siow will be appointed as acting minister in MOT. He is familiar with land transport policies from his past experience as a civil servant. Of course, there's much more to be done as a minister. He will be stretched and tested, but I'm confident he will be able to step up. I highlighted the promotion of Faisal Ibrahim earlier. I'm promoting three others, Murali Pillay and Sun Shueling to SMS, and Bae Yam Keng to MOS. I'm also appointing 9 new office holders from the backbench as well as from the new MPs. That's one of the highest in recent history, and it's because of the importance of leadership renewal. Desmond Chu and Zulkarnain will come in as MOS, and Desmond will continue to serve at NTUC. From amongst the new MPs, there are 7 office holders. I mentioned the 2 acting ministers just now, David and Jeffrey Siow, and there are 5 others. Goh Pei Min, who will be MOS in MHA and MSF, Jasmine Lau, MOS in MOE and MDDI, she's here today in the panel, Dinesh, MOS in MCCY and MAM, also Mayor of Southeast, Syed Harun, SPS in MOE and MND, as well as Goh Han Yen, who will be SPS in MCCY and MSE. With this reshuffle, all the ministries will have new office holders, be it ministers, MOSs, or PALSECs. I'm doing this to give younger leaders more experience and exposure across different areas of government, so as to prepare them for greater responsibilities in the future. The full list of movements can be found in the annex to the press statement. This is my cabinet at the beginning of this new term of government, and as we embark on our next phase. The team is slightly bigger than what we had before because we are in transition. I expect to make further adjustments in 1 or 2 years' time when more of our junior office holders are ready to step up. I've done my best to put together an effective government to take Singapore forward in these uncertain and turbulent times. I ask Singaporeans to give me and my team your full support. We will do our best to serve you and to secure a brighter future for you and your families.